Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, Dubai is a city known for innovation with its sprawling buildings and even indoor ski slopes. And soon, the United Arab Emirates desert city will be home to the world's first drone taxis. This is not something dreamed up for the future. In fact, the passenger-carrying drones or autonomous aerial vehicles will be made available to clients in July this year. President Donald Trump pledges to ease drone regulations. Addressing private and commercial use of drones is board-certified specialist in aviation law from the firm of Global Aviation is attorney Forrest Owens.
Good afternoon, Philip. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. And I'd like to welcome and introduce our legal panel host. Good afternoon, Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
And good afternoon, Gary Astro.
Hey, Phil.
And also Michael Santucci.
How are you, Phil? I'm looking forward to hearing about, soon we're going to have actually zero crime in society because of drones, right? We're going to completely eradicate crime and have a perfect society.
That
with right?
artificial intelligence. You know well, that
you
is.
You got to stay tuned. Before we actually begin this segment, Florida is the 23rd state, including District of Columbia, to make medical marijuana legal. And there's a bill that just passed last month that they have to begin now. In other words, they have until the end of this month of June in order to make this bill work. Now, medical insurance is not paying for medical marijuana. It's prohibited because of the federal laws. And they're enacting a host of issues, including you can't own a gun. They're not going to make it smokable. You could use different forms such as pills. Even they're going to be offering edibles and things along those lines. But for those people that are suffering from MS and cancer, this is going to help them. But unfortunately, the delivery system, they don't have the depositories to deliver. But there are companies that are making home deliveries now. So we're gonna follow up on this.
There's always been companies making home deliveries on that sort of thing.
Companies or individual
well,
enterprises?
Well, either way. I mean, some of them probably incorporated.
Good part of
I
your client.
I don't think so. I don't think they're incorporated.
Yeah, probably part of your client base, Gary.
They're not incorporated.
That's right.
No?
That's right.
And what's any of that have to do with drones?
Well, no, it doesn't have anything to do with drones.
Oh, okay.
It was just something I want to bring to
I
your attention.
I thought you were just going
to
say,
listeners.
Like, the drones were high or something.
Well, Governor Rick Scott signed a new bill, HB 1027, into law. That sets the rules for unmanned devices here in the state of Florida. And again, we're very pleased to have back on the program Forrest Owens, who's a board-certified specialist in aviation law. Good afternoon again, Owen.
Oh, thank you very much. The House bill 1027 is an interesting bill and kind of highlights the fact that there are a lot of new rules coming out associated with drones and drone activity. And there's just a myriad of different things that you could consider when you operate a drone.
But years ago, when I first started to see the drones, they were mainly operated by kids. And it looked like fun, but they only last for like 20 minutes, and then you got to recharge them.
Well, I think that with technology and the advance in technology, you're seeing a lot of new applications for drones. And I think you could make the analogy with drones that were kind of in the 80s with computers with drones right now. There's just a exponential growth of new things that can be done with drones.
So like the computers in the 80s and how you got one and then another 6 months, it was obsolete.
Correct. I will admit I'm presently waiting to buy my first drone.
Right.
Until they make the technology better and more affordable.
Yeah, but what is a drone? I mean, we always hear this is like sounds like one of those terms that has a thousand different meanings depending on who you ask it to. So what is a drone?
Well, I think we can look at the Florida statute. We can look at a Florida statute 934.50, and it talks about a different issue with drones, but it defines what a drone is, and it means that it's a powered aerial vehicle that does not carry a human operator and uses aerodynamic forces to provide a vehicle lift. And then there's other things that define it as well that are technical in nature, but there's a definition of what it is.
Well, that sounds like it could be literally, again, a thousand different things. Anything from a simple battery-powered, you know, children's toy, and I don't even mean like an airplane-looking one, like a little spinning top that goes in the air, all the way through to a jetliner that flies with artificial intelligence.
Well, I think that you might be partially correct, but what you see with drone definitions currently is it's usually something similar to the quadcopter that was introduced or at least made known by to the general public in the Amazon 60 Minutes special a few years ago. That's what drones, that's what people are thinking of as drones, but they take, to your point, so many different forms.
So, I mean, is a quadcopter that I control with my iPhone a drone, or is that a remote-controlled car, you know, or plane?
It's a drone, but it's also, if it's...
That's what I'm saying, because that's human-controlled, not computer-controlled. So I'm looking at this Dubai story, our lead-in story. I don't buy that within a year we're going to have self-flying helicopters ferrying people around. Either they're going to have off-site human remote control operators, or they're going to be on a set path where they might as well be on a wire.
Oh, I would agree with you, and okay. I would agree. We can let.
I like you better then.
We can let Dubai. We can let Dubai try it out.
Sure, yeah, you bet. But I mean, is that even possible?
Well, the weather
in the state of the world, they're really going to have, you know, like Johnny Cab of the air before we even have a self-driving car. It doesn't even make
Star
sense.
Wars.
Oh, I think who gets there first? Who knows? But
you know, we a year away.
Oh, I think we're more than a year away. God. Especially with the way regulations are implemented associated with aviation matters, it's going to take years to catch up with the technology.
And flipping into it, what's the negligence liability for drone builders and operators if one of them goes awry?
It's a whole wealth of products liability issues.
It's got to be huge, right?
It's going to be a minefield of potential issues and claims.
Are there any laws in the book addressing it yet?
Not that I'm aware of specifically associated with drones from a products liability standpoint.
And where I'm assuming there's probably some cases going on with people getting hurt by drones. Where do they seem to be going? Like who's getting the blame?
Well, because I don't deal directly with a lot of plaintiff suits or personal injury suits, I don't pay attention to that aspect of it.
Oh, okay.
I pay attention to the regulations and how you can lawfully operate it, not necessarily what's going to happen when somebody gets hurt. But to your point, that's the big question, and that's why I think you see Dubai operating or seeking to operate the self-autonomous drones, and you don't see a clamor for that here quite yet.
Well, they have pretty stable weather in Dubai. I don't think it would work well here if a storm comes up. In Dubai, it's desert city, you know.
every afternoon would be a drone outage.
Gary Ostro, and I see a wide range of potential abuse with these, especially from law enforcement. I'm reading through this statute, and it looks like that they can't be used for surveillance unless there's a warrant signed by a judge in advance. Has there been any case law developed yet? It sounds like it's too soon. I would think like in a grow house situation or a farm maybe growing marijuana by the pound or by the ton, they could use drones to do surveillance, but they would need a warrant. Has there any been developed case law on that line, or is that too soon to really talk about?
It's still developing, but I think, and I would welcome your opinion on this, but the in that statute that we talked about earlier, 934.50, there is a definition outlined of a reasonable expectation of privacy.
The Fourth Amendment is alive and well. It, of course, applies to anything that a drone could do, which is aerial. That's one of the distinctions that Gary Singer was asking about, what a drone is. It's always aerial. It's always up in the air. Is that a fair definition or no?
That's a fair definition. So when you talk about where's your expectation of privacy in your house?
And curtilage. The curtilage.
The curtilage, that technical term, curtilage.
Right. What?
Curtilage.
Oh, what's that mean?
Outside surrounding area, like a fence. You can look it up, Fourth Amendment law.
Not everyone who listens a lawyer, Gary, but why wouldn't you just say yard?
Because the legal term is curtilage, that's why, and I'm using the legal term because that was asked of me. But if you need a little education at the after the show, you and I can talk about what it means.
I'll get some cottage cheese and we'll have a conversation.
I can probably define a lot of terms for you if you want.
Good gosh. So. We'll look at it in Chancery.
That drone went right over your head.
Let me ask.
Curtilage.
How are the search and seizure?
Gary's powdered wig is getting in my eyes.
Curtilage.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Order in the court.
Where are you getting that?
Somebody swallowed a black
go,
saw dick.
Go ahead, Mike. Mike, go ahead.
What's curtilage. The difference between the search and seizure concerns with drones as compared to just like cameras on a corner, on a street corner.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, I had a case where Barrett Sheriffs were doing a routine helicopter patrol, they claimed, and from 500 feet with the naked eye, they recognized marijuana plants on the ground, which they didn't. They wanted to cover for their CI, but that's how they claim they observed the marijuana. When it comes to aerial surveillance, like helicopters, you have to be at a distance of 500 feet. You can't be lower than 500. That's the FAA rule, I think, for helicopters. I don't know if it applies. It doesn't apply to drones.
500 feet is generally the pattern altitude for most aircraft, which is why you see the altitude limitation for drones of 400 feet.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. That brought up a whole new issue of drones having to maintain an altitude of 400 feet.
Right.
Which would limit their ability to do surveillance.
It's 400 feet on the curtilage too.
But on the curtilage, it would matter. Yes.
Also, this statute says law enforcement may not use the drone to gather evidence. So it's saying law enforcement can't gather the evidence, but without a warrant.
Right.
But law enforcement can use the evidence if it was gathered in some other lawful way from a
lawful
drone.
Way.
Would that be?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what brings up another point. If a civilian is using a drone. They're not restricted by the Fourth Amendment. So if a civilian executes a lawful search, I'm not sure what a lawful search would be with a civilian, but they're not bound like law enforcement is by the Fourth Amendment. So opens up a whole new can of worms with Fourth Amendment issues. It's going to be very interesting to see what issues arise and that are litigated.
I agree.
But it's going to be never ending, and there's going to be a lot of curtilage involved.
Clearly,
it's going to be great. Let's talk about your 400 feet. Again, because I think that's an interesting thing just to highlight. So it's 400 feet above the ground, which 400 feet above the ground is pretty high.
Very high. A helicopter is 500 is the limit. That's so, what it was when I described that case scenario.
So also, if you can also be on a building and there's a 400-foot perimeter or envelope around the building that you can operate this drone. So if you're standing on a tall building, you could operate it 400 feet higher.
Wow. So you start on a tall building. You got an extra 100 feet.
Right. But you have an extra 100 feet, but you're still limited to Class G airspace, which is this ground low-level airspace.
Interesting. It's a lot of complexity because of the FAA rules or whatever governs the altitude.
Yeah. It's going to be.
Is it FAA or?
The FAA governs it. Correct. And it's going to be three-dimensional issues.
That's wild. Interesting stuff.
Can they arm drones? Is that within the laws?
Actually, there's something in here about armed. If you read the definition.
You know, that's a good question. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about can you arm drones. I know that certain services are looking to use it for aerial spraying, for mosquitoes, crop dusting, or even to eradicate bees, like Willie the Bee Man.
Yeah, I meant guns.
You meant guns?
He meant weapons.
Currently, the military is doing that, but we do have to take a break. You're listening to Legal News and Review. We're with Forrest.
Phil, stay off my cartilage.
I will. We're with Forrest Owens, board-certified specialist in aviation law from Global Aviation Council. I'm Philip Bell, and we'll be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
All right, we are back, Legal News and Review. And that happens to be Mike Santucci with Rolling Whiskey.
Rolled Whiskey is the name
Rolled Whiskey.
And our guitar player, Calvin Sue, wrote the song.
Was that you on vocals?
That was me on vocals.
Run that again. I want to hear that.
That's called Celebrity Nudes.
Not bad.
Yes.
Not
that bad. Was when the cloud rained and all these pictures of celebrities were all over the internet.
It sounded good.
Yeah. Anyway,
no, it is a good song.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us use it.
Did he sign off on it?
Well, I hope so. He's an intellectual property law attorney.
I'm entrapping them.
That's right. You lawyers.
I was just checking.
We're back with Forrest Owens. Forrest Owens is a board-certified specialist in aviation law, and he's one of 42 attorneys in the whole state that has that designation. And when we left, we were talking about having drones actually armed and armed with weapons. Gary?
That's what I want to know. Can I get my drone with a laser?
Laser.
Well, can you arm drones? Can police arm drones?
Depends on the
and use them for
can
you know,
police or anybody? It's two separate questions.
Well, that's two questions. You're correct.
I am correct. We're working on two different fronts here.
Right.
So we're going back to the fact that the law enforcement doesn't appear to have the ability to arm drones.
Okay.
Presently,
you mean legally?
Legal.
They have the ability, but legally they can't arm a drone.
Yes, correct. And states specifically have the authority to regulate whether a drone within their state can be armed.
Okay.
So certain states have outlawed them, others have not.
Huh.
But if you're president, you can arm it and shoot anybody and blow them out of the street in Yemen or Somalia or any other third world country without warning or due process.
Okay.
But that's a whole other story.
Right.
We don't want to get into that.
That goes very far afield from Florida.
It does. But, it
yeah.
does.
But how far of a statute is that under?
It's not.
What if they're on their own cartilage?
Then it's a problem.
But HB 1027, and under the new law, local governments cannot enact laws relating to the manufacture, testing, licensing, or operation of drones, including aerospace, attitude, flight paths, equipment, technology requirements. The purpose of operations and, of course, pilot and operator or observer qualifications. However, local governments can enact, enforce local laws relating to nuisances, voyeurism, harassment, reckless endangerment, property damage, and other illegal activities involving drones.
Let me a question. Another question I have, because this law seems to be directed more at law enforcement and Fourth Amendment issues, privacy and things of that nature. But I read stories all the time about women who are getting undressed and there's a drone, voyeur drone, outside their bedroom window.
Okay, is
12
this a
feet
personal?
Up.
Is this a question for the listeners or for you?
I'm trying to perfect it for myself. Okay. But I read about these stories all the time. That's a question of civil liability. I would think, even though the question was posed before about what the rules or the law is, it would be the same if somebody invaded somebody's privacy with a drone. Then you can sue them for invasion of privacy. I mean, it
that
doesn't seem to right. I mean, you can apply the same tort laws.
The same rules would apply if you used your cell phone or put it on a wand and
exactly
and taped someone against without their consent.
What Gary Singer does when he gets home, but it's normally. It's easier to abuse with these drones.
iPhone 8 is going to actually fly by itself.
That's far the artificial intelligence.
What do you think is the biggest issue we're going to be facing, someone in the field, in this industry, coming up from a legal standpoint with the use of drones?
I think that right now what you're seeing with drones is that line of sight is a big issue with drones.
Okay.
So if you're operating your drone, you're supposed to be able to see the drone line of sight.
Well, then how can Amazon deliver packages?
That's the point I'm taking it to, is that in order for a true commercial application and delivery, like was introduced or that concept was introduced by Amazon in 2014, we're going to have to be able to get away from line of sight and have a trust in that technology that will allow for flights outside of line of sight.
What does it line of sight mean? I'm ignorant. Can you explain that to people like myself?
Line of sight would be where you yourself can see the drone that you're operating.
At all times.
At all times, correct. So if you fly it too far away to see, that's outside the line of sight.
And results in?
Well,
what's the consequence?
Well, results in a violation or unsafe operation, and you could be charged with careless and reckless
endangerment, maybe.
Right, so or careless and reckless operation of that drone.
Okay, so if something happened under those circumstances, it would probably be a case of res ipsa.
But here's what I don't understand about drones. If you're controlling it, it's a remote-controlled toy. It's not a drone. I thought the whole concept here is these things were controlling themselves.
No.
You're giving them basic directions. Go to point B, and they get there, like a self-driving car. If it's a toy that you're controlling with a remote control, line of sight.
Gary,
how is that? How is that anything new?
What do you know about a self-driving car? First of all, you act like they're all over the place. We don't know what those are.
They're testing them constantly. But you know what? You go out to Markham Field any given day, and people are flying around planes with remote controls. Now they call them drones, and it's a big deal.
He defined them differently, though. Didn't you call them quads?
That's a remote control toy helicopter.
What's the type of airspace you mentioned that they fall within?
They fall within
from aviation law perspective.
Class G airspace.
It's lower. And what does that include?
It's basically 400 feet above the ground and outside of restricted areas or outside of airport areas.
Okay. But does it include what Gary's talking about?
But that's what I mean.
About,
yeah, if it's a remote-controlled toy, how is that a drone? A drone, to me, implies that it's doing things by itself.
Well, if you're within 5 miles of an airport and you are operating a drone, you're supposed to notify the airport authority.
Okay.
So where we're at now in South Florida, there's airports everywhere. So there's some restriction on where you can operate those items. But to your point about what defines a drone, really what you're looking at from a drone perspective is it operated for some, could it be operated for some commercial purpose? That's where the regulations really kick in. And commercial purpose is if you're receiving compensation or money for that activity.
We're going to have to stop right there.
I don't want to stop. This
I know,
fun.
I never do. But we are. It's fun enough that we're going to pick this up in a part two series.
All right.
And, tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Tomorrow?
Sorry. Absolutely. This is obviously pre-recorded.
You were saying something about the weed thing?
The weed thing, that's
no,
right.
We're on the delusional schedule.
No, but in all seriousness, Gary, why don't you take us off? And we'll be back with Four Zones on Wednesday, continuing our conversation regarding drones, safety issues and how to keep it out of terrorist hands as well.
That's a good idea. Well, on that note, I want to thank my lovely co-hosts, Phil, Gary, and the Tooch, and our guest, of course, Forrest Owens, who is a fantastic aviation lawyer. I'm looking forward
and
to
And board certified.
Up. And board certified, very right. important.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. And on that note, I want you all to drive safe, and as always,
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for Legal News and Review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.